Thank you for having me here. This is a little bit odd to do this neck thing. Okay, so button. Great. Okay, so my name is Peter Brantley, and I'm the Director of Scholarly Communications at a not-for-profit startup called Hypothesis. And our goal is quite minor. We aim to leverage open standards to enable community-moderated annotation of the world's knowledge, and we hope to do that really soon. So currently, right now, we're funded by a variety of large funders, Sloan Foundation, Shuttleworth, Knight, and then Andrew W. Mellon Foundation has also provided us some funds to drive this mission forward. So what we're about is trying to take the W3C's open annotation standard and build a suite of software tools that enable us to create a software foundation with user experience, data storage level, and APIs that permit annotation to take place on the web or in hosted environments. So the idea is that the code would be freely available for others to use, to grab, to adopt, and to integrate into their existing systems. Mellon is supporting a meeting in April in San Francisco where we're trying to draw together as broad a community as possible to talk about use cases and scenarios where annotation might take place. There's a large focus in scholarly communications, but there will also be some investigation of annotation in the context of things like journalism or perhaps writing up legislative action or legislative proposals and so forth. So just a couple slides on some basic terminology. Here we have a sort of standard text with some marginalia, happens to be Sir Isaac Newton scribbling here on the page. And the basic concepts are that the annotation has a body and that the annotation is hitting a target, which is, in this case, the journal article, and that we have some text that's been selected by, in this case, Sir Isaac Newton, which is addressed by his comment in the annotation. This is the formal W3C specification. It's a bit dated, actually, but in essence, this is the RDF schema for the open annotation model. Many of you have been fortunate not to have to look at this in any detail, so I will move forward. But in essence, the model provides for a wide variety of different kinds of notes to be made depending upon what elements are present in any given annotation. So a full-fledged annotation may consist of a body of an annotation associated with an entity, a target, with some selection, but you could drop a specific part of text and just make a general comment. You could highlight text, which is essentially an annotation without scribbling, without marginalia, or you could create a simple bookmark, which just references the target itself, essentially a reference or a citation, which we're quite familiar with and already use third-party tools for, but in essence, you're structuring a certain kind of annotation. Now, oddly, one of the things that is a fundamental problem for those of us who are working in annotation is that while the web has many different ways of addressing documents at the top level, the URL being the most prominent, one of the things that we're really lacking is an ability to approach a target within a document in any kind of interoperable fashion. And the problem of that is we need to be able to do that with almost arbitrary media, that we need to be able to do that with not just text, but with also film. We need to be do that with genetic material. We need to be able to do that across representations of the same kind of material, for example, classically PDF and HTML. Obviously documents have anchors, but the anchors are reliant on the author to stick them in. What we need is an ability to address a document's internal structure or a media object's internal structure in some way that's interoperable and flexible. We also want to be able to have this system be robust enough to survive at least minor changes and some basic changes in document structure. So we need to be able to associate an annotation with selected fields, even as those selected areas might change over time. So this is just a simple example of a situation where we are doing some spell correction, and we should be able to do some fuzzy matching over that text in order to preserve the context of the annotation so that the annotation continues to point into the right part of the material. We should also obviously be able to do this to a larger extent with more substantial document changes where, for example, paragraphs might move from one location to another. Again, a fuzzy match, which we are just now implementing in our code base, should enable an annotation migration from one part of the document to another. Now, in the context of peer review, we should also be able to associate with a given annotation some kind of intent from a commenter. So obviously, a commenter might want to challenge or support a thesis. They might want to point out to a different kind of resource. They might want to supply a correction, and so forth. And so it's useful to be able to associate additional metadata with a comment and embed it into the annotation structure. And this can provide a wide range of benefits. So for example, in any kind of editorial process or review or filtration process, whether it's by an editor or by an end reader, being able to look at a visible a representation of annotations based on the intent of the annotation enables one to see areas of activity on a web document or article where people might be contesting various things aggressively. Quite vividly, or where people are making simple comments. So this is just one of the things that we all need to think about is how do we represent different kinds of engagement on the web so that people can understand what they're looking at as quickly as possible. This is also quite tied into models of reputation and identity, which is really critical for us to be able, as Jason and others have said earlier, to be able to do the kind of filtration of comments that readers are seeking when they're looking at documents and seeking to interact with documents. They want the context of reputation, and they want the context of identity whenever it's appropriate. And there may be situations where it's not, but many times in scholarly communications, it very much is. There's a utility in some ways of at least temporarily making a distinguishing reference between pre-publication peer review and post-publication discussion. If a journal has an existing workflow, then they have to think about how to integrate an annotation system into that workflow, essentially in some ways replacing an existing peer review framework with an annotation framework, which is just a slightly different way of thinking about what the life cycle of commenting is across the publication pattern or life cycle of the journal article itself. Right now, what you can do with both peer review and more broadly an annotation model is rethink to what extent some of the review process is open, some of the review process is private, and so forth. But I think here, we can start to see that it's better to think of this as a continuum, where in many ways we're taking material that might be contributed as annotations in a pre-publication context, in a traditional peer review context, and promoting it to a public status as a journal receives another iteration in a different kind of representation as a published form, right? And try to move away from this dichotomy of the universe is centered around this document and think more in terms of various representations of the knowledge that are being presented, each of which carry forward certain kinds of commenting or certain kinds of moderation through the life cycle of the document. And so the publication process becomes more of a continuum. Now, one plea that I have is that if you're already producing a platform or you have a platform which, as a publisher, which is providing access to PDFs, the PDF has to be a creature of the web for us to be able to interact with it. Don't force downloads of PDFs because it treats a PDF as a content item that's discrete, that the user has to then secondarily interact with. What we're seeking here, many of us, are trying to explore the networked nature of information and interaction with objects. And to do that, we have to treat everything in the context of the web, of being able to interact with things in the web system. Well, wait, sorry, I'm going to override that. One of the things I want to show, sorry, I'm going to override, I just want to demonstrate, we just made this live. This is PDF to HTML equivalents. You can see the annotations on the right-hand side. This is a panel exposed, and then I'll show you the equivalent annotations in the HTML equivalent version. So this we just shipped earlier this morning. Thank you. Sorry.